Rome is listening to Good Morning Rome with Elizabeth Davis. Weekday morning, 7 to 9 on Talk Radio, WLAQ AM 1410 and the new 96.9 FM.
All right, folks, we are now live one more time this hour via Facebook. You can check us out via the WLAQ Rome page. In fact, I highly encourage you that you do so, as I'm going to the phone line now to chat with Ben Ingram. He is a play-by-play announcer for the Atlanta Braves Radio Network, and he's joining me live from down in Miami, Florida. How are you this morning, Ben?
Doing great, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, I'm glad to have you back on the show, and as we indicated, you guys are on the road again. As you said on the radio, this the first time since 2019, starting with the trip to St. Louis a couple of weeks ago. How's that been?
It's been really good, and the funny thing is the team hasn't lost since we started traveling. That's been our little joke. I think they're 8-0 since we started going on the road with them. So I don't think they want to get rid of us now. I guess we've been the good luck charm, but it's been really good. It's been great to get back in the swing of things of traveling, and myself and Joe and Jay Chad have really enjoyed being in these different ballparks. It's significantly better and much easier than being in our ballpark when the team is gone and calling the game off a monitor. So we hope we never go back to that. And looking forward to tonight and the rest of this trip as we head to Baltimore after the conclusion of tonight's ball game.
Awesome. And is travel a part of what appealed to you about this career in broadcasting sports?
Yeah, it was definitely one of the big reasons that I wanted to get into it. I've never been one to sit still, but the idea of getting to go see the country and go to different cities and get paid to do so is extremely appealing. So I love the different ballparks. I love the uniqueness of the different yards. I think when it comes to our sport versus other sports, I don't know that other sports really bring the uniqueness of different stadiums. You know, their dimensions are the exact same no matter where you go, and ours are different. And some ballparks are newer and some are older and things like that. So I really embrace that. And, of course, the game itself is the biggest reason I want to get into this, but I'd definitely say that the travel and seeing different ballparks is definitely one of the top two or three reasons that I wanted to pursue broadcasting.
Awesome. Now, last time you and I spoke, Ben, it was at the beginning of the All-Star break. Since that time, the Braves had about a span of 2 weeks with alternating wins and losses that has fortunately been followed by mostly wins. 12 out of 14, they won 12 out of their last 14 games. What's fueled that surge?
Well, I go back to the trade deadline. I think that was where everything was really built for what we're seeing now. There were a couple of things with this team that, in my opinion, were keeping them from really taking off. Number one was the lack of depth in your lineup, and number two was the inconsistencies of the bullpen. And when it comes to the bullpen, you had some good pieces down there, but you needed one more piece that could really lengthen things, and they've been able to do that by adding Richard Rodriguez. I think he's been one of the best relievers in the National League this year. You add him from Pittsburgh, and he can go wherever you want him to go. He can pitch in the sixth. He can pitch in the ninth. Typically, they've reserved him for the biggest out. Anytime they're facing the meat of the order late in the game, that's when they want to use him, and that's worked very well. But going back to my original point with the lineup, this was a lineup that after you crossed over the fifth spot, the rotation, or in the lineup, you kind of saw a deep void, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And adding Jock Peterson and Jorge Soler, adding Adam Duvall, getting Travis d'Arnaud back, that is really lengthen the lineup, and it's really turning over quickly. So where you might have had a void deep in the order in the first 100 games of the season, that's no longer the case. You now have guys 6, 7, and 8 that have a lot of home runs and a lot of RBIs. I mean, Adam Duvall has been batting sixth most of the time since he came over, and he's been amongst the league leaders in homers and RBIs. So that really makes it difficult on opposing pitchers to go find a place to get an out. And we've seen that here, especially these last few ball games. I mean, the team has scored double-digit run totals a ton here lately, and it's all adding up to wins as they've won 5 in a row, and that's their longest winning streak of the season.
Yeah, and talking about Adam Duvall, you mentioned on Monday night that you're glad that he has returned to the Braves from the Marlins, because during that time earlier this season when he was with the Marlins, he put the hurt on the Braves.
Yeah, he did. He really tore the cover off the ball. It was almost as if it were a revenge tour for him, because anytime he played the Braves, he played his best ball. And not to say that Adam wasn't hitting the ball well against other teams, but against the Braves, he was really doing exceptionally well. So to bring him back, I know he wanted to be back, and the team now has a spot for him. And he's continued to hit the ball well and hit a huge home run the other night in the Game 1 victory versus Miami. So he just had so much depth to your order. And I feel like if he doesn't get hurt last year, I think the Braves go to the World Series. I think having that extra bat in there for the championship series versus LA really could have been the difference, as the team was up 3-1. But now you get him back and you get to see what he can do this season.
Hopefully very, very good things ahead for the remainder of the season, no doubt. So I want to talk a little bit more about your experiences in the broadcast booth. You've spent some time in the booth or interviewed some pretty inspirational folks, two that we've lost in the past year, Don Sutton and Hank Aaron. So I've got to ask, what's the best advice either of them have ever given you? Or maybe there's a memorable conversation that stands out in your mind.
Yeah, I think that's easy to answer when it comes to the conversations I've had with Don, whether they were on the air or off the air. And I've always referenced Don as kind of my major league father, almost, the way that he took me in the time that I was here. My first year with the Braves Radio Network was in 2011, and there was never a time where he didn't take me in, make sure I was in good shape, make sure that I knew exactly what we were doing. If we were traveling, I needed to know where to pick up my bags or who to tip and where to pick up to get on the bus and things like that. So he didn't have to take care of me like that, but he always did. And he was always looking out for us. And just to admire him for how talented he was, first and foremost, not only in his playing days, but also what he did on the air, because, I mean, he was a Hall of Fame broadcaster as well as a Hall of Fame player. Was always so kind-hearted to me. And always looked out for those of us who he was working with. And I think that really taught me a deep down respect for the people that I work with and how they're a lot more than just coworkers. And I think we're a family, really. We spend more time with each other than we do our own family and friends during the season. And I think I learned how to handle a lot of that through Don and how important that all is. So between that and just his example through work and his career, I think I learned so much from Don. It's going to be hard to imagine I learned much more from anybody else in this industry than I did from Don. And then from Hank, you know, getting a few opportunities to spend some time with him. He was always so gracious. His time was very valuable, but if you got the opportunity to sit down with him, he made you feel extremely important. There could be dozens of other people in the room, but he really made you feel intimate with any time you're doing an interview with him. And I remember one time having an opportunity to sit down with him. I thought I was going to have 2 or 3 minutes, and we ended up chatting for about 15 to 20 minutes. And that experience alone was just amazing, because it wasn't just, okay, let's check the box of what I have to do for this interview. He was asking about how things are going with me and how I'm enjoying the work and things like that, and personal questions. And Hank really, he had no business needing to ask me about anything about me. That interview was about him, but he cared enough about people and wanted to know more about you and how you were doing. So I thought that was really impactful and something that you can take into your everyday life with everybody else.
You know, people often say about Hank Aaron, for as good of a baseball player as he was an even better person.
Absolutely. It's such a genuine man, and I think that's what I'll remember more than anything about Hank.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the current Atlanta Braves players from a minor league perspective. A lot of the current Atlanta Braves came here to Rome. Then you probably saw them in Mississippi when you were calling the Mississippi Braves games. Any particular memories from those guys during their run in the minors that stand out as your favorite?
That's a good question. You know, the only guy that we have here now that I had in the minor leagues was Freddie Freeman, because that was 11 years ago, the last time I was in the minor leagues. But I was there in 2009 when Freddie made his debut in AA, and he and Jason Hayward came up the same day, and those guys ripped the cover off the ball for about a month, and they went to AAA. And I just remember thinking what a talent they both were. And the funny thing is how it turned out, because at the time, all the hype was about Jason Hayward. It's as if Jason was the superstar, and Freddie was just a Robin to his Batman. He was just kind of a another good prospect, but Jason was definitely the star. Well, it turns out that's been the other way around. I mean, Freddie, to me, is just a world-class player. I think he's the best first baseman in Major League Baseball and has been for some time. Defensively, he's going to be extremely tough to beat. And at the plate, this guy just finds a way. He has such an ability to adjust to the plate. He can do everything at the plate. He can go the opposite way. He can beat a shift. He can hit the home run to all fields. And just getting to watch him and his consistency every single day, to me, is the most impressive thing about Freddie. And looking back on that kid who came up in 2009, who was so incredibly introverted at the time and hardly even spoke, to see him develop from that into what he is as a person today and the player that he is today, I think that's the thing that I remember the most. And that transition from Freddie back in AA to the Freddie Freeman that's the MVP of the National League now.
Yeah, and when Freddie and Jason were here in Rome, they were roommates back in 2008. And I'd also like to mention that at that time, Josh Carey, who is Skip's youngest son, he was doing play-by-play for Rome on our radio station. He did it that year and in 2007. So all those connections, it's really cool.
Yeah, it is. And it's fun to look back on a certain amount of time and know that you have connections to people in the organization for that long. That is a good thing.
Yeah, it is cool. Hey, Ben, I wish we had more time, but we are rapidly running out of time. My guest this segment, Ben Ingram, he is a play-by-play announcer for the Atlanta Braves radio network, which you can hear here on WLAQ. In about 30 seconds, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I'm just glad that you're all out there, and it's such a great place and great part of Braves country, and appreciate everybody tuning in every night.
Well, I really enjoy listening to you, Ben, and I'll look forward to doing so again tonight.
You got it. Thanks so much, Elizabeth.